Scott and Shannon.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Lee.
What's going on?
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
You too, man. I'm actually down in my home state, South Carolina, and brought my little boy to Charleston and show him Charleston for the first time. So,
Oh, beautiful, beautiful city. Super jealous, my man.
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's beautiful here. It's really pretty weather down here right now, too.
We kind of have a theme this week. What's a traditional South Carolina Thanksgiving dish? Or something you look forward to, maybe not even Thanksgiving dish, just a South Carolina dish that you don't get very often?
Well, my grandmama's macaroni and cheese is like the macaroni and cheese of the whole world. So that's one that my mother has tried to learn over the last, 30 years. And she's gotten close, but it's not quite there. But grandmama's still here, so we still let grandmama do it. But mama's been trying to figure it out for a while.
That is a southern staple, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's macaroni and cheese and Aunt Henry's stuffing. So
that's awesome. So what are some key points of Charleston that you're showing your boy then?
Well, we're at the market right now. And, they used to sell all kind of stuff right here at this market. And we're downtown in the historic. We just went and saw the old graveyards, and they were like graves from like 1680.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're talking before America was America. You know what I mean?
Is it true that all of Charleston is haunted? That's what I've heard.
I mean, pretty much. But, yeah. Haunted can be a good thing, too, It don't scare me.
Hey, I mean, the rave. I mean, you're going to be playing at the rave. Super haunted place.
Yeah, you know how haunted that is, Lee.
No, I do know how haunted that is. That's spooky haunted. I didn't walk down to the pool, the empty pool, and down where you're not. I mean, it is really spooky. I got to give it to you.
Wasn't it? I thought it was you or somebody in your band that had some sort of an experience while you were there.
Yeah, you know what? I can't remember who it was, but one of my guys was, I think, down in that pool area and heard something crazy and, like, hauled it out of there. I was like, I would never go down there again.
You're busy right now. I see you're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, as soon as I get back, I'm actually looking forward to going to the Clemson game. I played football at Clemson, so we're going to go on Saturday. And when I get home on Sunday, I get right on an airplane. I fly to Hawaii. We got two shows in 2 days, and then I fly to Japan.
Wow!
And we're going to go over there and play at the base and in Okinawa. And then I fly straight back home the next day.
Wow, man.
So this birthday is on the 4th, so I can't really stay and hang out. I would love to visit a little bit while I'm over there, because it's only about a 30-hour flight. But
this is not a pleasure vacation. You're just going to work.
Even Hawaii is going to be quick. I'm in and out. So it's pretty there, but we'll do our shows. But it's the end of the year. I'm looking forward to wind down and have a little time at home with the family. It's been a long year. But it's been a great year, so we're not complaining at all.
I bet you're looking forward more to the Clemson game.
Yeah, I am. The Clemson game is going to be. In fact, we're going. It's till like a 7 p.m. game on Saturday, and we're getting there tomorrow on Friday at like 3 p.m. So we're going to be tailgating from 3 p.m. on Friday until probably 3 p.m. on 4 or 5 p.m. on Saturday. So we'll be tailgating for over 24 hours, so I think it's going to be good.
It'll be a real parking lot party, no doubt.
Yeah, straight up.
Hey, I saw on The Voice last night one of the contestants saying Hard to Love. Is it weird still kind of hearing people cover your songs, or is it a cool thing to hear them cover, but then do you analyze it yourself?
You can't help but analyze a little bit. It's just your nature. You're kind of like, well, how different is that from what I do? But somebody told me that, actually, and he actually did a little video for me, and so I think he's a cool dude, and I got to listen to it last night, and I thought he really killed it. He sang it more like I sing it live,
Yeah.
Because that song, I was worried, because Hard to Love's not like a real singer song, and on that show, you're supposed to show off your voice, but he kind of went up and did it more like I do it live, and so it was cool, because he turned it into a singer song, which I thought was pretty cool.
Did you have a go-to cover that you sang before you were Lee Bryce?
Oh, man. Yeah, a couple. But, like, one of them was Blues Man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd sing that one at the drop of a hat, or like Red House with Jimi Hendrix, Even on acoustic guitar, I'd sit there and fiddle around by myself on it. It was fun.
That's cool. And I didn't think those would be the two that you had mentioned.
Oh, yeah, man. Until this day, I'll pull them out of the show and just be like, hey, boys, and I'll just start it. They just kick in with me because they know exactly where I'm going.
So there's a chance we may see that at the rave.
Yeah, actually, the rave is a good chance because we like to go a little long there.
You know, that the whole thing kind of build up is like one of our getting ready for the holiday shows. You mentioned Thanksgiving. Is there a specific holiday tradition, you know, as we look forward to, like, you know, Christmas and whatnot in the Bryce family?
You know what? They're actually, you know, other than the normal holiday stuff like the tree and all that kind of stuff, one of our big things is every year after, like the day after Christmas, my boys and I, we head down here to South Carolina and we go camping for like 4 days away up in the swamp, and we get on the boats. Like, you can't get to it by a car. You have to put everything on the boats, go way up in the swamp, and we duck hunt and we catfish, put out catfish lines, and we just camp for like, you know, 4 days and three nights.
Damn it, you were talking my, like, dream right now, Lee. Like, trot lines, duck hunting. This is, you're describing my dream.
This is like 20 years in a row in the making. So we started out with me and my buddies, you know, out of college or in college, and we've just never stopped. And so I started bringing my little boy Dakota, and he's grown up kind of coming and spending a night and then maybe two nights. And so now he's getting big enough where he can kind of hang out the whole time. So we're excited about it.
That's so awesome, man. And that's what's all about, the traditions and things like that. You want to continue, you got to pass them along.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Cool.
Like the mac and cheese.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
mama's
right.
Mac and cheese.
Like the mac and cheese. That's right. Mac and cheese and the camping trip.
Well, we're excited to see you. We'll see you at the rave on December 15th. It'll be here before we know it.
Man, you're right. It'll be here real quick. And we love it there. We can't wait to see y'all. So y'all have a great one. Have a good Thanksgiving. And we'll see y'all soon.
Thanks, Lee. Enjoy your time.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all. All right. Bye.